Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the Bring Your Own Kombucha podcast. My name is Erica, and I'm the creator of BYOK podcast and blog. Today, I interviewed Bailey Brown, and she is a total fitness expert. She's actually based in Australia, so that was pretty interesting trying to coordinate the time difference there, but we did it. And she's wonderful. She's such a kind person. I absolutely adored interviewing her. She is a full-time Pilates instructor and nutritionist whose motto is green juice now, champagne later. You can find her on YouTube. That's how I actually came across her. I do her 15, 20-minute YouTube videos all the time. They're killer workouts. I even did them when I was pregnant. And they really are just these great jam-packed workouts where when you're done 15 minutes later, you know you got your workout in. Like, you feel great. You don't feel guilty for not spending an hour working out. So definitely head over to her YouTube page, Bailey Brown. And then she also has a wellness magazine, which is really cool. She gives you a month's worth of workouts. She provides a meal plan for the month, and then of course she provides tons of other fitness and health and wellness inspiration jam-packed into her digital magazine. It's called The Wellness Edit, and I will for sure leave that information in the podcast notes. And she's giving it to you guys for half off, which is literally just $5 if you use the promo code BYOKBABE. Huge deal. I'm absolutely obsessed with it. I already subscribed to it, and we'll talk about it a lot in this episode, just to explain like how you can download it, how you can subscribe, or if you want to make a one-time purchase. We also give a lot of health and wellness tips, which I find incredibly helpful. And then we talk about her wellness journey. So this is a jam-packed episode. I loved chatting with Bailey. She's such a sweetheart. And then we also talk about how she has a private Facebook group, so I will link to that in the show notes as well. All right, guys, let's jump into today's episode. Hi, everyone, and before we jump into today's podcast episode, I just want to give a big shout-out to Pink Tomato Skincare. So let me preface this with I'm actually recording this ad while I'm breastfeeding, so you might hear little Elizabeth in the background. So let's talk about Pink Tomato Skincare. And the reason I want to bring them up is because I stumbled upon them at a health and wellness event, and upon like looking further into the company, I found out that they are actually all organic, they don't test on animals, they are vegan, they use natural aromas, and they also use eco packaging, which I feel like is very hard to find. So I was able to connect with the owner, Gina, who is a badass mama. She runs this business and raises her little boy, and he is just absolutely adorable. Definitely head over to her Instagram at Pink Tomato Skincare. I use a lot of her products. I would say that my favorite product of hers, and you probably see me wearing this a lot on Instagram, is her face mask. She has this pink face mask that is basically a rejuvenating cold facial, and you can put it in the freezer or in the fridge, whichever you prefer. I always put it in the freezer, and then you wear it for about like 15 minutes after you apply your favorite face cream, and it really tightens up your skin. It soothes your skin. It reduces the appearance of wrinkles. It reduces the size of pores, which is really ideal for basically all types of skin types. Furthermore, it actually fights acne, and it acts as acupuncture meridian. that promotes circulation, helping, you know, rejuvenate the skin. So there's a lot of benefits to that one. And then my second favorite product is actually, you can use it for babies as well, but I use this prior to having Lizzie. It's called a konjac sponge. And Gina actually creates a couple different varieties, but for the most part, all three varieties are 100% natural. They're made without preservatives. They're made without artificial coloring, without chemical additives, no artificial chemicals. It's 100% biodegradable. And basically the purpose of the konjac sponge is that it starts out dry and it becomes hard. And then when you soak the sponge in water, you squeeze it and use it all over your body and face with circular motions, and it gently balances the pH of your skin. And you know that it's the real deal when it was actually created for babies, but because of the amazing qualities of it, adults started using it and seeing their positive effects. So I encourage you all to head over to www.pinktomatoskincare.com and try out Gina's product. She's also on Instagram and Facebook, and again, you can just find her at Pink Tomato Skincare. And for a sweet discount, you can use BYOK18, and make sure the BYOK is capitalized, and Gina will hook you up with, just a sweet discount for being a listener of the BYOK podcast. So head over there and check her out. Hi, Bailey, and welcome to the Bring Your Own Kombucha podcast.
Hi, Erica. I'm so excited to be here.
I'm so excited to have you on. And for those of you at home, Bailey is actually chatting with me from Australia right now. So we had to work really hard at figuring out the time zone. Or actually, I shouldn't even say we. You did all the work trying to figure out the time zone, which I totally appreciate.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, it's always really, really hard trying to figure out what time are going to work. And just for like FaceTiming people back home, it's always a bit of an issue. Thank goodness it's Google.
Totally. So why don't you give us a little background about yourself and how you kind of got started in the wellness industry?
Yeah, for sure. I'd love to. So my name is Bailey. I'm a holistic nutritionist and Pilates instructor, and actually bar instructor as well. I always forget to say that one. And I got started in university. I became obsessed. I was doing a lot of like long distance running and different workout classes, and I started going to Pilates and bar with my mom because she had gotten so hooked on it, and I loved both of them so much. I became so obsessed with Pilates, with doing it every day. Like, I just knew I really wanted to pursue it, so I got certified, and I've been teaching ever since and traveling around and teaching in different places, and yeah, that's, I guess, how I got started. I'm from Toronto in Canada, a cute little area called the Beaches. And now, for the past 3 years, I've lived in Bondi Beach, Australia. So moved over here and have been teaching classes here.
So what made you take that jump from living in Canada to moving to Australia? Because it just sounds so glamorous.
I love that. So for me, I always knew that when I finished university, I wanted to travel a bit before I settled down. And I'd always loved the idea of going to Australia. My stepdad's a musician, and I remember when I was little, he came on tour across Australia and brought me back like a necklace from Bondi Beach, and then I just like became obsessed. I thought it would be like so nice to live somewhere beachy and tropical and warm, and I've always really just loved like the heat. So one winter in Toronto, you guys might have had it in New York as well, but we had something called the polar vortex. Do you remember that?
Yes
Cool. It was so bad. So it was like minus 40 Celsius with the wind chill, and like ice was covering down trees and they were falling over. We had no power for like a week over Christmas and New Year's. And I remember just being like, I don't think I can live like this anymore. And I really didn't have like any commitments at home. Like I hadn't really started a career and, you know, I don't have kids or anything. So I was like, I'm just going to get a working holiday. I'm going to book a flight. I'm going to go to Australia. And I did. I came to Bondi my first day in Sydney and I really never left. I love it here.
I love that. So you got your Pilates certification in Canada, and then did you get your holistic health coach or nutritional health coach credentials in Australia?
No, you know, I actually did that at home as well. So I did it at a nutrition school in Toronto, but they offered online. So it was actually great because I could travel while I finished up the case study, which was really, really good.
I love that. That's really cool. So you came to Australia, and is that when you started doing your YouTube videos? And that's actually how I connected with you, because I started doing your YouTube videos.
Yes. Before I was teaching, I started teaching just like general fitness classes and bar and some Pilates in Toronto. But when I moved to Australia, that's when I started doing it full time, which has been so amazing. There's a lot of really good, there's a lot of good studios everywhere, but I feel like Bondi, especially, there's so many good studios in such a small area. And what happened was, because I was teaching overseas, I had a lot of like clients and people who were doing my workouts from back home, and they were missing sort of coming to my classes. So I started posting them on, I don't know if we would have been on Instagram, like Instagram friends, but I started posting them, like just doing sort of like self timer and posting workout moves on my Instagram or like on my Facebook page. And my boyfriend was like, you know, these could be really good. We should look into filming some full-length videos for people and then deciding to put them on YouTube so that people could do them from at home. They could do them here if they couldn't make it to one of my classes. And because we do have so many beautiful, beautiful landscapes here, we decided that we could film them outside. So all of the workouts are on the beach or on these beautiful rocks near the national park in Sydney. And yeah, there's just a lot of like beautiful places that we can film the workouts here, and have started the channel, and the rest is sort of history while kind of working on it until now.
How long have you been doing the YouTube videos now?
The YouTube videos, I think it's coming up on a year soon. It's been sort of in the last 6 months. Like the first 6 months, I'd say, that we were doing it, it was a little bit more infrequent. So I would post like one video every 2 weeks or something. But it's been in the last sort of 6 months that I've been committing to doing sort of two workouts a week and posting some other health and fitness and nutrition info videos on the channel. So it's been, I'd say, like 6 months of like more of a continuous YouTube channel focus.
And you already have like a ridiculous amount of views.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy to me. Like it still blows my mind because you can see how many people are doing the workouts and like how many people are watching them, the watch time, because YouTube has like crazy analytics, and I don't really, like, I don't look at them that much, to be honest, but my boyfriend will sit down and he'll be like, this is crazy, like, do you know how many people have done this workout this month? And it's like, when you think of the actual people in their living rooms, like, doing the workouts with me, it just, like, blows my mind and makes me feel so thankful that there's that many people who enjoy them and are working out with me. It's still really crazy.
I love that. No, it's totally true, too, because prior to being pregnant, I used to go to, like, hot yoga all the time. And obviously, being pregnant, you can't... It's not recommended to do hot yoga. At least my doctor told me to just lay off of it for a little bit. So I had to find another way to work out. And I just didn't feel like going to a studio class where, you know, this probably sounds so vain, but all these beautiful skinny people are just, you know, getting their workout on. And I'm like out of breath and humongous and just, you know, struggling. So it's really nice that I can, like, do these videos from the comfort of my home at my own skill level and, you know, still get a really good workout in.
Oh, thank you so much. I love, love, love seeing you. I know you love the booty workout.
Yes.
When I post it. Whenever I film one, I think of you.
I love that.
no, but I totally, you know what? Like, I have so much respect for all of the women who are working out through pregnancy. And I think I work with like a lot of moms, especially with Pilates, pre and postnatal. And I just, you know what? I think it's so important that you are taking time for yourself and strengthening your body and looking, you know, looking after yourself, because even just doing things like Pilates, can help with your posture. A lot of times, like then when you're carrying your baby, on the one hip, you notice some tightness in the hip, so making sure that you are doing some stretching and you know, working the legs and booty for picking up out of strollers and off the ground and crawling babies on the stairs. Like, I think it's really amazing and really important. So I really, really admire you for doing that too.
Oh, thank you. It's funny because, you know, I come from like this big Italian family and they're all like, eat pasta and sit on the couch and you're pregnant. And I'm like, while I totally enjoy that, I feel like I want my body to be so strong for labor. And that's why I want to continue to work out. Because in my mind, I'm like, okay, if my body's strong, it's going to be able to push out this baby a lot easier than if I sit on the couch for 9 months. At least that's my mentality anyway. So
no,
I'm going with it.
Totally. You would get that mental toughness.
Exactly.
So, you know, that's so funny.
So with that being said, because my favorite videos are obviously the booty ones, what are, like, what video do you find to be your most popular?
It's funny. So for me, like, I love any sort of booty workout. And, like, I just really, because I've always, like, had such a flat butt until I discovered Pilates. And, like, there's nothing wrong with that. but I mean, like, for me, I've always just wanted to have, like, a nice peachy butt. So I feel like I'm always sneakily making the workouts have extra, like, butt booty work. So I'm always sneaking those in, and those ones are my favorite, too. The most popular ones, though, I do, so I think those ones are pretty popular, too. A lot of girls like the booty workouts because they just work the glutes, and I don't do so much of a thigh-focused workout, so it's not like a traditional gym workout where you're doing lots of squats and lunges, unless they're ones that target the glutes. So I do get a lot of girls who are loving those ones. The most popular ones seem to be, like, the 15-minute mat abs. And I'm such a naughty Pilates instructor. I feel like I don't do enough abs myself. but those ones are really popular, and so are the cardio Pilates. So I do a lot of like hip Pilates, boxing Pilates, fusion workouts. And those ones seem to be really good because it's like 10 minutes. You can get a really effective workout, get your heart rate up, do a little bit of fat burning, and it like really sets the tone for the day. So yeah, I'd say that the cardio Pilates, the abs, and like the mat booty ones are all really, really popular, which I love.
Definitely. Yeah, I was going to say that too before. It's really nice that your videos, a lot of them are like 15 to 20 minutes long, because there's really no excuse to just, get that quick workout in, whether you're a mom or, you know, just have a busy 9-to-5 job, whatever it may be. Like, your videos make it really easy to get an efficient workout in that short amount of time.
Oh, thank you. No, you know what? I feel like we're all so busy these days. And, like, you know, a lot of the people who do the workouts are either busy moms or, you know, they're uni students or, like, they just have, like, a really stressful job. And they will message me and say, oh, I'm doing it because it's great on days that I can't get to the gym or can't get to a class, or like I can sneak in a little nap time booty workout when my baby's sleeping. And I think it is great because it takes away those excuses, but also it's like I try to really make the workouts effective and target all those little tiny muscles so that it really like tightens and tones. And you don't need to be doing them for a long period of time, which is great. Like, I used to spend hours in the gym, and like I would run, and then I would do like an hour long class or two classes, and your body just gets fatigued when you work out for a really, really long amount of time anyways, and then you sort of like lose that form. So I find doing anything like no more than 45 minutes, anywhere from 15 to 30, I think is sort of like perfect. And you can do that. You can mentally like say, even if you don't want to work out one day, be like, okay, you know what? I can do anything for 15 minutes, and you can sort of just commit to it and get it in and know that you'll still get results. So it's great.
100%. I love that you gave that guidance. That was kind of going to be my next question. Like, what do you recommend? So you're saying that we shouldn't be spending hours at a gym. You know, if you can get in that 15, 30, max 45 minutes, that's an efficient amount of time to really work out.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I think when it's 60 minutes, and you know what, it's so funny, like when I'm teaching a class and it's 60 minutes, I just can tell by the end that people are like zoning out. Like, they're thinking about like, okay, what do I need to pick up the groceries for on the way home? Or like, what am I going to get for dinner? Or like, you know,
totally.
Kind of like, you can't, but yeah, like it's hard for us to focus for 60 minutes. And also for your body too. Like, a lot of it, like, I'm pretty big on like balancing hormones and everything through diet and through workouts. And I think when you're working out for hours and hours at a time, it really raises your cortisol, so your stress hormone, and doing like intense cardio, and you know, like you're really stressing out your body. And if you're not giving yourself then the rest that you need to recover the muscles, it can actually be like really, really bad for your body and fatigue you, and you stop getting results. So for me, I think like if you could do 30 minutes 5 days a week, that would be absolutely perfect. Or, you know, like you could do a 15, 20 minute HIIT one day and then like 45 minutes of toning the next day. Like, just I think overall being consistent and aiming for that like 30 minutes is perfect, because it's something you can do long term. It's something you can do with good form. I think a lot of times people think more is better, and I don't think that's always the case. I think it's like, do what you love, first of all, and if you can do it for 30 minutes, 45, like 4 to 5 days a week, you're good.
I totally agree with that mentality. I love it. So you recently launched a digital magazine called The Wellness Edit. Do you want to tell us a little bit more about it and what your inspiration was behind it? And then definitely explain the logistics, like how it works.
Yeah, no, I will for sure. Oh my God, I'm so excited about the magazine. It's like, it has been my baby. and I've been working on sort of the concept behind it and everything for a few months now. And basically what it is it's an online magazine, and it has pretty much everything. Like, my goal with everything I do is to, you know, sort of take the seriousness out of health and fitness and just like make things fun, make things easy, make it work with your lifestyle, and make it really like individual for the person. So that's what I wanted the magazine to be about. So there's every single issue, you get a meal plan, and it also has a lot of different seasonal recipes. You get a workout calendar, so it's a full month of workouts with the free workout videos. And then there's also a different sort of overall theme to the magazine. So, for example, this month is motivation. So inside, there's lots of tips on, you know, how to start a workout routine, how to prevent workout boredom, and then different things about like getting your mindset right, because so much of what we do, especially when it comes to living a healthy lifestyle and where you're going to get the biggest changes, is when you get your mindset right. So I'm like so big on sort of the psychology behind health and fitness as well. So I wanted it. Oh, and then there's also like cute workout outfit inspo and like health and wellness products and things that I'm loving. So it's really like exciting because it's got it all. All of the links are clickable. The recipes are like customizable to any diet. So if you're gluten-free or vegan or, you know, paleo, like you can really just make it work for you. So I'm really excited about it, and I'm loving hearing feedback from the people who have gotten the first issue. I'm really excited to like see where it all goes.
It was so exciting too. I was telling you earlier that I read it from start to finish today. Like, usually I pick up a magazine and I'll just, you know, flip through. I literally read it from cover to back. And I already made, I didn't eat it yet, but I made the pumpkin chia pudding. Super excited to try that.
Oh, amazing. Oh, good. Oh, my God. Yeah, no. you honestly made my day. I'm so happy that you liked it. I really love writing, too. So I did, like, a communication degree in university, and I've always loved writing and reading magazines. And I thought a magazine would be so cool because it's not just, like, with anything, you don't, you know, get results from one workout or from, like, making one healthy meal. So I didn't want to just put out an ebook and then have information and it be, like, dated and, like, 6 months to a year's time. So I wanted it to be something that was like current and, you know, because we're constantly evolving as people and we're constantly learning and looking for new challenges, and you want to keep improving your mindset and your relationship with food and your workouts and everything. So I wanted it to just be something that's like ongoing. So each month there's new recipes that have a theme. Like this month there's some pumpkin spice recipes because it wouldn't be September without pumpkin spice.
Exactly.
I've been seeing you eating the pumpkin spice perfect bars, and I'm so jealous. We don't have those over here, and I miss them so much.
They're so good. But what I did see is that you guys have the Eating Evolved cups in Australia. Am I wrong?
Yes.
How I love that.
You know what? It's so hard to get. You have to order them on iHerb, and sometimes they don't have them. So whenever we do, I'm like, yep, I'm going to buy them.
It's actually really hard to get them by me too. And they're actually made in New York, like on the East Coast. And I have such a hard time finding them or them being in stock. So that's really funny.
Yeah, they're so good. Oh my gosh. I sometimes too, because my parents will be in the States a lot whenever my stepdad, who's a musician, he plays down there in Nashville. Whenever they go, I'm like, you need to send me all of the protein bars and like chocolate and health products that we can't get here. My mom ends up like spending like $150 at Whole Foods and then like $50 shipping them to me, and I eat them all in like half a day. And I'm like, thank you.
Oh my God, she's the best. So what
is honestly the best.
So kind of touching on that, because I wanted to ask you that, what are some of your like go-to snacks, and like what do you ask your mom to send over to you from the States?
So funny. I like, for me, especially when I'm teaching and on the go, I find it's one of the hardest things is like you do need to have good snacks that are going to be like really easy to digest, because if you eat a really big meal and then you have to teach, you end up then like bouncing around and like all you can think of is how full you are.
Totally.
So I have gotten a few like go-to snacks. I'm a big fan. Like I love even just simple things like veggies and hummus, apples and peanut butter. I love like almond butter, peanut butter, anything, even like a couple of like squares of dark chocolate and peanut butter. I'll just eat that before class. I don't know if that's like the best endorsement of health and wellness. But then I also like some protein bars that I find are just so easy to eat on the go, things like small smoothies. But yeah, I always get my mom to send me different protein bars to sort of like try out, and they're just so convenient, especially if you're running around. Like for anyone, it's good to have just like a couple of purse snacks to have, and then you can just eat them and you avoid getting into that like hangry zone that is so dangerous.
I can totally relate to that. I feel like, so when you're pregnant, I'm not like hungry often because I feel like I'm constantly full because your stomach's just so huge. But every once in a while, I'll like wake up and I'm like famished. I'm like so hungry. I need to eat everything in sight. So that's been like really key. I like have to keep snacks in my purse so I don't turn into like a hangry pregnant woman when hunger strikes.
No, it's honestly so dangerous. Like even just this weekend, like me and my boyfriend were out shopping, and all of a sudden my mood was just like so crazy. Like, no, there's nothing here. I don't want anything. And he's like, have you eaten in the last couple of hours? Like should you get a snack? And I was like, oh, yeah. Well, that's probably all it is. It's crazy though. You have to keep and I think too, like, yeah, like trying to keep your blood sugar fairly stable throughout the day, especially like hormones are crazy. And when you're pregnant, when you're PMSing, like as women, we do go through a lot. So I think if we can aim to like eat snacks too, I think at 4 to 5 p.m., that's sort of like the magic hour when I need to have something that has like a good source of protein, some fat, and then some fiber. So even like, again, fruit and nuts, carrots and hummus, some rice cakes and avocado or nut butter, a healthy protein bar, like anything like that is really, really good and like prevents that hanger and that needing to then eat after dinner and everything.
Definitely. Now, you also do a really good job of kind of, I don't know why, like, the words just, like, slipped my mind. But you do a good job of, like, balancing being able to go out but still eat healthy and work out during the week where your weight's not, like, flip-flopping or your health's not flip-flopping or anything. Like, what's your mindset and how do you manage, like, being able to go out on a Friday night and having, you know, margaritas and, you know, whatever you want without feeling guilty?
Oh my gosh. So this has been like a long, long winding road. And thank you for bringing this up. For me, like I have definitely gone through phases, like in university, gaining the freshman 15 and then going through a phase of when I was studying nutrition, I was like really over exercising and like very, very strict and restrictive with what I was eating and like not going out and drinking. And it just wasn't me. And I think it took, because I did travel around quite a bit. And I found when I was traveling, I wanted to be able to go out and like have drinks with my friends and then not feel bad about it or feel like I needed to be spending like 4 hours in the gym the next day to make up for the burger and fries I ate. Like it definitely like has taken a while to sort of get to where I am today with my mindset around all this. I also found like that a lot of times people really develop an all or nothing approach to their food and their nutrition. And I think what's worked for me is sort of just making it more like the 80-20 rule, which is like a very loose rule. But I know that what you do consistently is what matters. So like what you do most of the time is more important than what you do very, like, rarely. So for me, I love going out for dinner. I love eating whatever I want to eat when I go out. I have a sweet tooth, so I like eating things like chocolate, and I like, you know, we all love comfort food, and not everything we eat has to be good for us. Like, I think you really need to find a balance between eating, like, I know I eat whole foods, healthy foods, like 70-80% of the time. So then the rest of the time, I know that I can treat myself and indulge, because if you don't give yourself that little, like, wiggle room with your lifestyle, and if it's not something that you can do forever, then that's, like, even with diets like keto and stuff, like, if it's not something you can do forever, then you're going to end up feeling really restricted, and that's when you end up binging or really damaging your relationship with food. So I do think it's really important to just have those little treats when you want them and not feel guilty about it, because there's nothing wrong with it, and your body, you know, like, we can handle skipping workouts for a week. We can handle eating, having a week of, like, unhealthy eating on holiday. It's all about that balance of what you do most of the time.
I love that.
Does that make sense?
No, yeah, totally.
I feel like...
No, that makes a lot of sense. It's hard to, like, get into that place and get into that state where you can accept that of yourself.
I think, too, like, a lot of times, and I see this so much on YouTube and in the media and things, that people are, like, promoting these hardcore diets that are all about, like, eliminating things and cutting things out, whereas I kind of think it's more like, what can you add in to make your diet healthier? Like, the thing is that, like, with a lot of these different diets, it's all about, and workout routines and everything, it's always very, I'm trying to think of the right word.
Like, too strict?
With a lot of the diets. Yeah, like, it's very stressful, and it's also about cutting things out, like, cut out alcohol, cut out carbs. You have to really, like, ask yourself, could I live the rest of my life without having alcohol? Could I live the rest of my life without eating a slice of pizza? And if the answer is no, which, like, who wouldn't say no?
Yeah.
So, if the answer isn't no, then you just need to find a way to make room for them in your diet. And I find that if you are eating pretty healthy most of the time, if you're making time to exercise, then you can have those little indulgences. You can go out, I love a skinny margarita, or like two or three. I'm like,
who's counting?
You know, it's who's counting? So I think totally, like, making that room for them in your diet. Like, if you know that you're going out for a big dinner, you can maybe keep it lighter in the day, have a smoothie, have, like, some eggs and, or, like, a salad with some sort of protein, like some salmon, some avocado at lunch, and just keep it a little bit lighter, and then you just make room for that splurge as well. Again, it's all about that 80-20, and just, even if you do end up, like, you're PMSing or something, and you do, or you're hungover and you end up binge eating for a day, the most important thing is to, like, not be hard on yourself, because at the end of the day, we're all human. We all have, you know, we eat for reasons other than just food is fuel. Like, food's also emotional and delicious. So there's nothing wrong with eating foods you enjoy. You should always, I think with everything in health and fitness, you should always be having fun, and it should always be enjoyable, because that's how we make it last long term.
Absolutely. That was such great words of wisdom. I couldn't agree more. It's definitely more about, like, the lifestyle and being able to sustain it, and, like, having that skinny margarita and pizza. I'm not willing to give that up. Maybe during pregnancy, obviously,
oh my gosh.
But...
Yeah.
Not right now. Not after.
But by the next time, I'm really hoping that my boyfriend and I will head over to New York maybe next summer. So you'll already have your little baby.
Yes. Absolutely. I would love that.
I would love that so much.
Ah, that'd be so fun. So where can everybody find your digital magazine, The Wellness Edit, and where can they find their YouTube videos?
Ah, perfect. So, for the magazine, the website is thewellnessedit.cl, and there's a couple of different, so you can either get the monthly membership, which means each month you get sent the magazine to your inbox, and there's also the single issue, so you can just buy a one-month issue. And the great thing is about whatever option you go with, I forgot to mention this, there's also, you get access to Facebook community, and it's a lot of really cool supportive girls. Erica's in there, and it's really fun. Like, everybody's so sweet and motivating and supports each other, and like, it's really cool to see everyone sort of making friends in the group. It's got a great community feel, and I think that that's important too with any health and fitness journey, is having that support system, because a lot of people might not have the friends and family who support their changes that they're making. So it's really nice that we can sort of build that community online. And yeah, and so thewellnessedit.co for the magazine, or if you just click the link in my bio on Instagram, which is Bailey, B-R-W-N, so Bailey Brown without the O. And then what else? My YouTube channel is just my name, Bailey Brown. So if you search that, you'll be able to do the booty workout.
Yes!
And yeah, it is, it's just there on YouTube. And if you guys are from the Bring Your Own Kombucha podcast, and you want to sign up for the magazine, you can also use the code, I almost forgot this. So for the magazine, you can use the code BYOKBabes, and it gives you 50% off the first month. So it's only $5 for your magazine. And if you do the workout and you like them, leave me a message or a DM and just let me know you're from the podcast, because I really love to connect with all of you guys.
That's so generous of you. Thank you so much. I'll make sure I include all that information in the podcast notes.
Perfect. Oh, I'm excited.
And I have one last question for you. I ask everybody who comes on the podcast, what is your favorite flavor of kombucha?
Oh, yes. So I would say I actually just tried a coconut lime kombucha.
Oh my gosh, I've never even heard of that.
I know. So we've really upped our game with the kombucha over here in Australia. I remember we were first talking, and I was like, they really only have, like, ginger. But I just found this company, and they do a coconut lime one, and it is so good. I really feel like we could also do some kombucha cocktails with that one.
Oh, my gosh. I was literally just thinking that's probably so incredible in the summer.
Right? I know. It's coming into summer here, and I'm like, I'll make one and I'll drink it in your honor.
Thank you. Well, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. I totally appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me. I've had so much fun.